This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The 3rd Ukrainian Assault Brigade released footage showing trench combat purportedly near Bakhmut. They say they've overrun Russian trenches. The video shows soldiers throwing grenades, advancing through trenches, and shooting. The footage has not been independently verified. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Belarusian counterpart, Alexander Lukashenko, spoke by phone on Sunday morning, Belarus's Belta news agency reported. The two men spoke at least twice on Saturday. Lukashenko brokered a deal with mutinous Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, who had agreed to de-escalate the situation and move to Belarus. Thanks to that deal, a major challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin's leadership ended without violence. During a 24-hour period, the Wagner Group and its leader, Prigozhin, moved into Russia, took over a key border city where they were treated like heroes, then moved on towards Moscow, where a deal ended what might have been a siege on the capital. Analysts like Syracuse University professor of Russian politics Brian Taylor say it left Putin looking diminished.
I think Putin emerges from this significantly weakened. I think if you're a member of the Russian elite, or in fact a member of the Russian population, you're going to look at this and think, wow, a private army just drove on Moscow for most of the day. No one stopped them, and they're allowed to leave and no real consequences after the president went on TV and called what they were doing treason.
Professor Taylor called it the most dramatic military confrontation in Russia in 30 years. Israeli lawmakers on Sunday began debating a bill that would limit the Supreme Court's powers, rebooting a fiercely opposed judicial overhaul instigated by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist coalition. Anti-government demonstrations had prompted Netanyahu to suspend his judicial drive in March. This is VOA News. Hollywood producer Arnon Milchin is testifying about champagne and cigars at the corruption trial for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Appearing via video link from the UK, Hollywood producer Arnon Milchin, a key witness in Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial in Israel, is answering questions about an alleged supply line of gifts such as champagne and cigars given to the Israeli leader in exchange for help with Milchin's personal and business needs. His testimony is essential for prosecutors trying to prove fraud and breach of trust in one of three cases. The defense is expected to argue Netanyahu, who's denying wrongdoing, wasn't acting in Milchin's personal interest, and that the gifts were nothing but friendly gestures. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Greeks went to the polls on Sunday for the second time in a little over a month to elect a new parliament, with voters expected to give former Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, conservative, a second term in office. Sunday's election is being held in the shadow of a migrant shipwreck this month, in which hundreds are feared to have perished off southern Greece. One of the worst such disasters in years, it has exposed the party's division over migration. Mitsotakis's new Democracy Party won an election May 21st, 20 points clear of the leftist Syriza party that ruled Greece from 2015 to 2019, but it fell short of the outright majority needed to rule without forming a coalition. A plane used to execute opponents of Argentina's military dictatorship has been flown back to Buenos Aires. Once used for death flights in the dirty war, it was found in the United States being used for skydiving trips. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder with more.
A plane used to execute political dissidents during Argentina's dictatorship in the 70s has been repatriated from the United States. So-called death flights were used to kill leftists and other opponents of the dictatorship during Argentina's dirty war from 1976 to 1983. Political prisoners were drugged and thrown from the plane into the River Plate or the sea. The Skyvan PA-51 plane was found in the United States, being used for skydiving adventures. Relatives of people who disappeared during the dirty war came to watch it land in Buenos Aires on Saturday. Human rights groups say the number of people who died or disappeared during the dictatorship is close to 30,000. How many were thrown alive from the death flights is uncertain.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. One person is dead and several others injured in a roller coaster accident at an amusement park in the Swedish capital of Stockholm Sunday, according to local news. Witnesses said the park's Jetline roller coaster had partly derailed during a ride. A statement from the 140-year-old Gröna Lund Park said it was closed until further notice.